Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello. And it's time for New Orleans.
Welcome back. It's 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you use my website to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, we're celebrating 16 years, my 16th anniversary of my radio show. Kicking it off today, with all of our guests this week. We've got today and all next week, too, by the way. You know, I get a little extra obnoxious during my anniversary weeks, and so buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight, because this is where we are right now. Bill Dunkelberg has been a member of my brain trusts for over 13 years, and we couldn't do without him. He's chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com, and his small business index of small business optimism is the gold standard. That's what we're talking about right now, his monthly report. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 13 great years of helping us accomplish what we have on the show.
Well, thanks, and congratulations for 16.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I want to get through all of the elements of your index here, because I want to give you time to talk about Obamacare at the end of the last segment. Labor markets, people are still. Let's do sales first. You talked a little bit about this earlier. I asked my audience, what's the thing that you're most concerned about, and over half were still saying sales. I need more sales.
Now that's it. That's the key. Obviously, I mean, the thing that'll make us, you know, hire and expand and do all those kinds of things is customers. And what the GDP numbers told us for the third quarter is there weren't any. I mean, they just weren't around. So, so our sales trend number came out as a negative 8%, meaning 8 percentage points more said sales are headed down quarter on quarter than said sales are trending up quarter on quarter. So that's not a good number.
Right.
But then, you know, looking ahead, which is really important, we had, you know, a major reduction in the net percent who think that their real business activity will go up over the next 3 months. So that's not good. So we lost, you know, 6 points on that measure, and we lost 7 points on the expectation for business conditions being better. So we're now looking at minus 17% on the business conditions indicator, meaning almost 20 percentage points more think business conditions will be worse 6 months from now.
Folks, think about
today.
This.
And they're in no great shape today.
Four and a half years after the end of the Great Recession, 4.5 years, we're going the wrong way on Main Street. Bill, what's wrong with that picture?
We're not going.
What's wrong with that picture?
Or we're not. Yeah, it's clearly a bifurcated economy. We're not doing anything. The small business half of private GDP. We're not growing. And,
do you remember when I 3-4 years ago, at least 3 years ago? Actually, I started talking about it about 6 or 7 years ago, really. But certainly 3 years ago, I started pointing out that Wall Street and Main Street were not in the same. They were in parallel universes. They're not in the same world, and that there was a disconnect. Do you remember when I started talking about that over 3 years ago, Bill? And people ridiculed me for saying that.
Yeah, well,
and I was right.
There are people who didn't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, it was the truth, wasn't it?
It was, and it still is. The bifurcation continues. We hope that the big businesses continue to do well, and the export number was an encouraging number because they, you know, the big guys do produce half of the private GDP. So we certainly don't wish anything bad for them.
Right.
We just wish that Washington would get its act together so we could share in that prosperity.
Well, the other thing is instead of investing in the economy, which I can't blame them for not that, because I'm small businesses, as you report in your index, they're not investing in the economy either. They're loath to do much, even though capital spending is up a little bit. It's not anything great. They're buying back their stock, Bill, instead of investing in the economy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're just not putting money out there to grow the economy. That's the key. But again, if you look at, you know, the expectations everybody has, well, you know, if you don't see a good return coming
right.
from expanding your business, so therefore you don't put your money in it. This is not Twitter where you get a bunch of money from faceless people. This is the owner's money, and they're not going to bet that on such an uncertain future. And
right.
so it shows up in the numbers here. They're not going to, you know, hiring plans are down, inventory investment plans are down, inventory satisfaction down, everything's down because they don't expect a good outcome in over the next 6 months. So
does it bug you like it bugs me for people to still say that the reason the economy is sluggish is because banks won't lend money? I mean, anybody you hear say that, Bill, anybody you hear say that is somebody who's out of touch with reality, aren't they?
Yeah, I've given speeches in the last week or so to a lot of investors and bankers and to TD Bank people yesterday in Greenville, and, you know, to walk them through that. I said, you know, listen to them. And, you know, I asked Ben Bernanke in a conference that we were both in, I said, well, how can you say that? How can you say that we don't lend to qualified borrowers? Have you ever sat on a loan committee? And of course he had, and I didn't wait for an answer. I said, we obviously don't prefer earning a quarter point that you're paying to getting 6% on a good loan, and we're not about to turn one down. We're
right.
not seeing them.
Right. Well, the people, your index shows what people are telling me face to face, and that's that I don't want to borrow money. I don't have any reason to borrow money. If the
right.
That they'll any established small business will tell you, I can borrow all the money I want. I just don't want to.
Right, and that's the way the numbers are run. The
yep.
highest percentage in history this October told us.
NFIB.com is where you find Bill's index. Also, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org, and we're the Bill has happily, graciously allowed us to post the index on our website, which we do every month. It's almost 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'll be right back with Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.